This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration unleashed a string of unpleasant surprises after the November election. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, do you have the feeling it's been Halloween all over again since Election Day, while the administration was unleashing all those controversial decisions held over until after the election? The president vetoed the Ethics in Government bill. The administration started foreclosure proceedings against 60,000 farmers. They ran roughshod over state officials by trying to force communities in New York and Massachusetts to swallow two nuclear power plants. They tried to slap harsh restrictions on people appealing denials of Social Security and Medicare benefits. They sent the Justice Department into the Supreme Court to overrule the abortion decision. They attacked the Iran-Contra special prosecutor who's trying Oliver North. The administration obviously knew better than to pull all those tricks before the election, Al. They should have known better than to pull them after the election, too.
Lord Ted, I have this vision of you hunkered down up there while the winter winds whip up a froth at Hyannisport. The shades are drawn and you twitch whenever the phone rings. Your paranoia of Ronald Reagan and of Republicans has now again reached the absurd. Those are important things, but not major issues. That's why George Bush carried 40 of the 50 states. He has vowed to bring down the budget deficit. He will continue the important talks with Mikhail Gorbachev and others of the Soviet Union. George Bush has vowed his support for the Ethics in Government bill. He'll work with Congress as we hammer out sensible agriculture legislation tailored for the family farmers. The election is over, Ted. It's December. Loosen up, Scrooge. You will be visited by three spirits. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Yasser Arafat. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.